going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, the as we said earlier, little news with that Rockets Warriors game tonight. We'll get back to that if we have some time. But Jimmy Butler is a go tonight. Jimmy Butler will play in Game 4 after missing Game 3, which was a big opportunity for the Rockets to try to win that game, that he was going to be out. Now the Warriors will have, as he is, the self-proclaimed Robin of this team. They will have him back tonight, and they'll try to take a commanding 3-1 lead in this series. So Jimmy Butler, if you have missed that, is back for Game 4 tonight. But, Clint, we told the people earlier that a lineup change has been made, and leading off now is Jeremy Peña. Jeremy Peña is leading off, and yesterday, okay, he led off. Hey, there was they were giving Altuve a night off, but now he is leading off with Altuve in the lineup as well, batting second. And with that news, Clint, we are learning more. Astros manager, the captain, Joe Espada, said it was Jose Altuve's idea to hit second in the lineup. Okay. All right.
Altuve wants to move around a little bit.
Well, Altuve, does Altuve get, like, if he suggests something, it just happens, right? Does it? Hey.
Absolutely.
I'll play left field. All right. Yeah. Let's do it. Okay, ready. I'll start working on the offseason. But you know what? I want to bet second now. All right, let's do it. Let's slide you down. Although, as we talked about it, I like the move. Especially the way Jeremy Peña is swinging the bat this year, his speed, he'll get better pitches to hit. But damn, this wasn't Joe. This wasn't Dana who came up with this thought. Jose, what do you think Jose came up with it? You think this something been brewing for a week, or do you think Jose was sitting there on his day off yesterday watching Jeremy Peña get busy in the leadoff spot and say, you know what, I think we should keep him there. And Joe said, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only way to not run Christian Walker the wrong way get is put him up there where Altuve's at.
I love them being candid, Clint, but damn, is that how you gonna tell it? Yeah, man, Jose's the one suggesting this thing. By the way, Jose Altuve wasn't done about Jeremy Peña. Dana, I hope you're listening. Here is Jose Altuve on Jeremy Peña. He's a very valuable player for us, and I'm very surprised he's not signing a long-term deal with the Astros. He's a guy you want in your team for a long term. Dana Brown and Mr. Crane need to start working on it.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
What in the hell? This is the second time in 2 years.
Didn't work out with Bregman.
I know. It's the second time in the last several months that he is... He has sent a message to the front office on signing somebody in the infield. Okay. Hey, Jose Altuve has turned the page right now and just said, "Hell, man, I'm getting everybody in here.
You can have my spot in the lineup, and I'm gonna tell management they need to and ownership that they need to start working on your deal."
Yeah, right now. And you know what? While I'm at it, Framber, man, he's an important piece of this group too. I need you to sign all these dudes. And you know what? Hunter Brown yesterday. Hey, why don't you get started on this one?
He's on a good run.
I need all three. I'm not kidding. They probably need to bring at least two of them guys back. I need all of these guys long term. I'll be honest with you. I love it from him. I love it. Yes, man. Put pressure on these dudes. And I'm telling you, Jose Altuve sitting over here, he sees this. My man in an offseason just lost Kyle Tucker and Bregman. He over there watching Francisco Lindor get Juan Soto, keep Pete Alonso, getting all these. He said, hell with this, man. No, man, I'm putting pressure on him. I love it. He is the one guy that can do it. And he should put pressure on these dudes.
I doubt he's real interested in ending his career the same way he started with the Astros.
No.
And by that, I mean surrounded by very little and not winning much. So he's just trying to make this thing last. He's trying to stretch it out and make this thing last, ain't he? Ooh, hope it works out better for Pena than it did for Bregman.
I do. And, man, he let it go. Wow. Good for him, man. Let it go. Put pressure on them. Dana, ball's in your court. All right, I let the Bregman thing go. I'll be damned if you don't make this Jeremy Pena thing happen. Jeremy over there saying, "Hey man, chill, man. Let me do my thing a little bit." All right, as we said, Clint, the Rockets will have to face Jimmy Butler tonight. You think they blew this series? You think ultimately with them losing that game without Jimmy, not taking advantage of a non-Jimmy Butler game? And the other, and really a lot of the other starters struggling. Draymond struggled offensively. Poe struggled offensively. Moody didn't play great.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you think they've maybe blown the series with that game Saturday night?
No, I think they've missed two big time opportunities to win a series and win it in convincing fashion. And both of them have to do with games that Jimmy Butler either didn't play in or left early. Like how in the hell does for whatever reason the game it just seems like it's a different team that shows up. And I say that to say I feel like if the team that showed up in game two shows up, then they can get a series with Jimmy Butler playing the rest of the way. If that team doesn't show up, if that Jalen Green doesn't show up, then it don't matter. Hell, they can do it. The Golden State can do it with or without Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, that team, yeah. Well, defensively, he helps and adds to them. Obviously, offensively as well, and it's going to be a challenge.
They had a chance to win Game One, and Jimmy Butler played the entire time. And you played so poorly, you never gave yourself a chance, right? Yeah. So, yeah, man, I just want to see a Golden State Warrior team that's healthier, that everybody's playing, and I want to see the Rockets give their best. I think the Rockets are the better team if they can do that.
Yeah. Listen, when it gets down to like man-to-man and, you know, these guys are playing and Steph, they're able to at least in some way, you know, either contain or counterbalance Steph.
Right.
Then this rolls this way. But you get nine.
Yeah.
You get nine from the guy who is supposed to lead the way for you. It's going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
7-9 is what Jalen Green has done in games 1 and 3 in the losses, and then 38 in the win. So a big one tonight that just got tougher with Jimmy Butler being a part of this thing. Coming up, you can join in on this on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. Coming from the end of the season, now we've gotten through training, gotten through free agency, now the draft completely. What would you say your grade is on how they have handled their biggest issue, which is the offensive line? What would be your grade on how they've handled the offensive line? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.